Welcome in time for a daily editorial. I have been on the computer since about 7 o'clock this morning, Pacific Coast time, and there is nothing on the either Drudge or Citizen Free Press that I would call incredibly optimistic. I know different people have different views on that. I'm seeing an awful lot of criticism of Donald Trump for allegedly infecting a lot of people with COVID by not masking up, by not taking precautions, etc., etc. I got a plethora of emails from various conservative websites basically lambasting George Soros and quoting people who are saying that this country needs to be taken over peacefully by somebody else. I totally disagree with that, but I'm talking right now about what I'm seeing on coming over the various wires and the internet this morning. I also stayed up last night purposely to watch an interview with the Seattle police chief who has resigned. I did that because I was hoping she would comment on what happened in Seattle Saturday night in the sense that the anarchists just went wild. 47 of them were arrested. Whether or not they were charged, that subject has never been brought up. My guess is they have not been charged. The police chief, who I have all the time in the world for, the police chief who resigned, is on the record last night as saying, "I simply can't do my job. I'm not able to enforce the law." More bad news coming over the internet. This is not good, in my opinion, for our country. And so Dr. Frieda and I want to discuss a book that we are offering free of charge to you. It's called A Spoonful of Courage for the Suffering, Transforming Your Greatest Challenges into Your Biggest Blessings. It's by a physician, a surgeon, lives in Texas, practices in Texas. His name is Charles Page. I will give you exact directions as to how you can allow Frieda and I to send you free of charge a copy of this book. Either give us a P.O. box if you have one and you don't want us to know your address, or give us your address. And if after myself doing this for over 20 years, I promise you, and you know that I don't lie, I promise you that your address will never, ever leave my possession. Anyway, it's called A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering, Transforming Your Greatest Challenges into Your Biggest Blessings. This book is a great guide in turning what I would have to say is abject pessimism into abject optimism. Frieda, you went over the book a bit last night and again this morning. What are your comments?
Well, I'll tell you, if we could all live our lives this way, it would make much more sense. And as far as the comment on the president, your commentary on him, doesn't he live his life like this? Isn't he someone who perseveres, is not a victim, who keeps fighting, and he sees things in a way that he makes things happen? Yes, the virus is something that he claims was his need to be with the public and to be presidential and not to hide in a room. All right, we can look at it that way, and hopefully if he comes out okay, he will show us that we have less to fear from this virus. Moving forward about the book, this book is just, it's a Bible for everyone. It's a recommended book, no matter what your religious belief is, because this is something that strengthens you spiritually. And some of the parts of the book that really got to me, and you know, we're living at a time now where it's fight or flight. We have to be survivors, and we have to look at things in a way what works. And one of the things that really captured me is a story about the little boy who was in pain, and his father went ahead and took care of this, what was it, a nail in his toe. He said to, and it was extremely painful to take this nail out, and he said to his father, "Why are you hurting me so much?" And of course the story is, you have to have pain often in life to have it easier. But you know, Al, we all have our stories. As we read this, we can all recognize things that we have gone through, and I'll tell you something quickly. I don't know if I discussed it, and there's so much to talk about in the book. One of my personal experiences, of many, was with my father, who was told that he had 3 months to live. And I rushed to the hospital in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, from New Jersey, in my little sports car at the time. And I'm waiting to see the doctor. And he didn't even ask me to come into his office. I'm waiting by this elevator. And he just throws it out at me. Sorry, your father has 3 months to go. The elevator opens, he gets in and he leaves. That's what I was hanging out with, this information in my life that was so surreal. I walk by my parents' room and I see them laughing. And I'm thinking, why are they laughing? What is that they should be happy about? And it just dawned on me, the moments in your life is what counts. And this is what this book is about, capturing the moments that you're living in. And by the way, I heard about something in Florida, this cardiologist at that time, it was a procedure with a balloon that you put into the arteries and opens it up. And my father lived 30 years later. So that's a good deal. Maybe they had a reason to laugh at the time. But here's another part of the story that's similar, where this girl was playing piano in church, and she knew she had a disease, but she was living in the moment, and she was enjoying herself. That's something we need to do that we have trouble with. We jump to something else. What if? We live in fear. The fear itself is what disables us, often not the situation. All these stories I could tell you, and you, Al, as well. You're doing a wonderful job with your wonderful wife, Kathy, and how you're there for her before anything else. You know what the real meaning of life is. You know what your priorities are. And often people need to have disasters to know what their priorities are, to know, to reassess. And hopefully after this virus, we can all reassess where we're going in our lives instead of often running around in circles, having some direction. So this book basically has all these stories about what courage is and how we need to seek peace. I was listening this morning as I was walking around the block to this woman who survived the Holocaust and how she's saying, you know, don't hate the haters. They're in their own pain. Look at them as people who you feel sorry for and move on and look at life in a way that you can rejoice because it's your spirit that survives no matter what happens. And this book is very apropos to having a strong spirit and to be able to be guided by that type of courage that we all need. And this lady was the epitome of that, somebody who is a clinical psychologist. I guess we all become psychologists after we have this sensitivity to other people. And so this is something that is a Bible and is something that talks about, it covers basically everything about unhealthy habits, self-destruction, behavior patterns, you know, just courage to seek peace, to be your own leader. Because, you know, power of suggestion, what's going on in our lives today. If you hear the same thing over and over, you begin to believe it. And we really need to believe what it is that we see, what we hear. As a child, your instincts are usually right. We need to go back to our original instincts of what it is that is good for us, what it is that's important. And our president is just someone who is amazing that way, because he adds energy and positivity to our lives. And everybody who wants to vote should read this book, and then they will vote for the right person.
You know, I just want to say one thing in wrapping this up, Frieda. Charles Page is really a good guy. I've talked to him, Akana, on a number of occasions. He really cares about humanity. There's no question about that. That is why I asked him if I could purchase 15 or 20 copies of this particular book so that I could send them out to listeners free of charge. Actually, what Dr. Page did in reality is he sent me an entire box of these books. I highly recommend the book. It will help you through times of adversity. As Dr. Page wrote in the book to me personally, he said to Al, many blessings, stay focused. You guys, the best thing I have done this Monday was to offer this book to you. Free and I will take care of all of the charges for shipping. Dr. Page has already paid for the book and donated it to our foundation. Dr. Frieda, thank you so much for talking about this. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Al, as always, for finding the most important topics to present to the listeners. Absolutely, I appreciate that, and they appreciate that. I know that's why they keep listening to you.